President.
Hi, how are you? How are you?
I know you're over here to see him.
Yes, sir.
Sit down, sit down.
Well, I talked to him about, he wanted to bring me up, you know, his meetings in Paris.
Yeah, I told him. And, then I talked to him a little bit more about this oil situation.
Good, good, good. In Saudi Arabia.
And he got helped, Jeff. We decided he had to do it through them, because I can't do it through state.
He indicated that's what he did.
He has had one message.
They say he probably would make it longer, respect to nationalization, if he would go back on that.
And I told him to talk to Jameson directly.
Yes.
I thought it was well to get it right in that channel right away.
That's right.
And we'll have Helms, well, I'll tell him to be sure Helms talks to you. Did you mention him? Helms talked to you?
No, I did not.
Let me put it this way. People in the state would say, well, God, we can't get tired with oil and fighting for the interests. But the people in the CIA can be directed to follow the line that the American private interest in this instance are the same as the government interest. You see, we can't be apologetic. You fight about this, the goddamn Russians go into these areas, and their public and private interests are the same. That's why they kick the shit out of us sometimes. We go in, and our public interest is always fighting the private interest.
Is this a fair? Yes.
That's a hard stripe, and I realize.
See, it's sort of a double.
It has a double stripe. It has a white,
different blue stripe.
It has that strong white stripe.
Very good. I wore it on the Today Show this morning. I had 20 minutes on the Today Show.
I didn't see that.
Anybody show that he's got a shot at this?
But because you had better questions.
Well, I had one man originally.
Great, great, great. Hopelessly behind the Soviet Union. And so it isn't a question of whether
increased taxes on the middle-income people in this country. There isn't anyone that, any one of the various modifications that would not increase those taxes, you know. I am against increases in spending. I am for decreases in spending. And I am against tax increase. I think the burden of taxes across this country is too big. He is for bigger government and more government. I am for less government. I am for more people. If we have what kind of an America do we want? In other words, I want. He is for more central government. I am for more local government. That's revenue sharing. I want an America in which we reduce the burden of big government as far as taxes on the American people are concerned, and also as far as controlling the lives of the people. And he is for a massive increase in the government bureaucracy in every area of life. And then you come to the area, the very important area of peace and love. Here we have a totally different view. I have said in 1968, and I say today, that I favor appointing to the Supreme Court and to the other courts judges who share my judicial philosophy, which is basically a conservative judicial philosophy, a conservative interpretation of the which will turn around the trend toward permissiveness that has contributed to the massive increases in crime. He has opposed, has voted against, you know, several of them. He has shown by his votes in the Senate of confirmation that he opposes that kind of thing. And also, he's what kind of people he would probably appoint a Ramsey Clark to the Supreme Court. In fact, that's the question that should be asked him. He should indicate what kind of people is he going to appoint to the Supreme Court. I'd love for him to say, well, I don't like the Nixon Court. But I think he should say that. I think also that, for example, in terms of busing, I mean, in terms of the role of government, busing is a cogent example. Busing and forced integrated housing. I believe in freedom of choice, not in the narrow sense that Carl Thurman used it, but freedom of choice in the real sense that children should be allowed to, people should be allowed to live any place they want and to go to the schools where they want. But that government should not force people to live together if they don't want to. It shouldn't force people to go to school together, you know. It should not force them. It should, and above everything else, people, the children should go to their neighborhood schools. But anyway, that's my point. The point about busing is, This is, you couldn't have a clearer example of his view of the role of government than mine. He wants to remake America. As he said, I have backslid on civil rights. I haven't backslid. I have civil rights. I'm against those laws that would set up a dual school system and the rest. The difference is that he is for forced immigration. He is for forced busing in a way that 75% of the people, including over half the blacks, oppose. I believe that the American people, black, white, et cetera, should have the opportunity to make their own decisions about their future and not have social planners, intellectual elite, determine what America is going to be like. Future, if you want. people at home determine their own future and not have big government. As this later guy said it so well, he says we want to get government out of our pockets and big government off of our backs. And then I remember busing is an example of that. And then the whole area of law enforcement and permissiveness, this is one of the clearest choices. My appointments to the court, my total rejection of amnesty without paying the price, the penalty for deserting the country, my total rejection of legalizing
best.